In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. Glad to be with you today. You know, we are from the West, Europe and the United States. We are from the West. And what's happening in Israel is Middle Eastern. And the Middle Eastern has different customs than we have in the West. For instance, in the West, when someone's getting married, it's all about the bride. Here comes the bride. Yep. It's all about the bride in the West. The poor groom is by the exit sign waiting for his bride. But in the East, in the Middle East, we see it's not about the bride, but it's about the groom. I'm reading from the 25th chapter of Matthew. "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. The 5 of them were wise, and the 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them." You know, I had the revelation so many years ago that the oil was olive oil. Of course. "While bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. At midnight there was a cry, 'Make hold, the bridegroom comes. Go out and meet the bridegroom.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there not be enough for you. But go rather to buy and to sell yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut." The door was shut. The bridegroom came. You see, it's all about the bridegroom. The 5 wise virgins were waiting for the bridegroom, and they heard the call, "The bridegroom is here," and they went out to meet the bridegroom. We know that the Bible starts off with the wedding. It does, Adam and Eve. The Bible starts off with the wedding. We know that Jesus' ministry started off with the wedding at Cana in Galilee. And we know that the end of the story is that the bridegroom comes back for a bride. And so, it's all about the bridegroom. And it's all about having oil. What is the oil? The oil is the Holy Spirit. So let's look at Cana, and let's see what it says. "And the third day there was a marriage at Cana, and the mother of Jesus was there." It's very plain that they said that the mother of Jesus was there. John doesn't name her. He calls her the mother of Jesus. "And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage." So they invited Jesus to the wedding, Jesus' mother Mary to the wedding, and his disciples. "And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, 'They have no wine.' And Jesus said unto her, 'Woman, what does that have to do with you and me? My hour has not yet come.'" The hour of Jesus is the hour of crucifixion. We hear that in the 12th chapter of St. John. "Unless a seed go into the ground and die, it shall not bear fruit. My hour has come," the hour of crucifixion. So Jesus says, "My hour has not yet come. What has that to do with you and me?" "And his mother said unto the servants, 'Do whatever he tells you to.'" Imagine this great experience of Mary. "Do whatever my son tells you to do." If we lived that way, I would tell you, we would not have problems. Do whatever he tells you to do. And that is the admonition to us today. Do whatever he tells you to do. Now, they are at a wedding. And, you know, I've been to a Middle Eastern wedding. At Cana in Galilee, we were invited to go into the wedding. And it was very interesting because when we went into the wedding, the bride was there all dressed up in white. And she was dancing with so many women. It was beautiful. But there was one person that was missing. I said to the people, "Where is the bridegroom?" "Oh, the bridegroom is hidden, just like Jesus. And he's getting ready to meet his bride, just like Jesus. And they're preparing him with flowers and water and perfume, that the bridegroom is ready to meet his bride, just like Jesus." Let me tell you, it was no coincidence that the first miracle that Jesus did was at a wedding. Jesus said unto the woman, "What does that have to do with you and me?" And the mother said unto the servants, "Do whatever he tells you to do." And the scripture goes on to say, "And there were set 6 water jars after the manner of purification for the Jews, containing 2 or 3 gallons apiece," more than that. "And Jesus said unto them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said unto them, now draw out and bring it to the head of the feast, the governor of the feast. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, he said, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and said unto him, every man that begins starts off with the good wine. And then when people have drunk wine, they give you wine that's not as good, but you have kept the wine that is best until now." Again, Jesus changes water into wine. You know, as yet this, he will change wine into his blood. Oh yes, we will see that in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and St. Paul. You see, Jesus is at the wedding. And, you know, he does something his mother asks him to do. They have no wine. And he says, "My hour hasn't come." Then Jesus says, Mary says, "Just do whatever he tells you." And they got all these water pots and they filled it up. And the best wine he saved till last. Let me just tell you this. It's all about the bridegroom. Jesus is the bridegroom. Jesus is the bridegroom. It's not about the bride. The church is the bride. Let me just say this, that people who preach should not be preaching about the bride. They should be preaching about the bridegroom. People who preach should not be preaching about the church. They should be preaching about Jesus, who is the Lord. It's all about the bridegroom. It's not about the bride. The bride is only the one who is waiting for the groom to come. And you know, in the scripture we see that these virgins didn't have enough oil, didn't have the Holy Spirit, and they fell asleep because they were waiting for the bridegroom. And he didn't come immediately. But you see, the admonition of this is to be ready at any hour when the bridegroom comes, to greet the bridegroom. And who is going to greet the bridegroom? The church without stain or wrinkle. The church that lives by grace through faith. The church that loves Jesus. Let me again say this. Do not preach about the church. You preach about Jesus Christ. Paul says we preach Christ and him crucified. Yes, Christ and him crucified. People ask me, why do you wear a crucifix around your neck? Because St. Paul said we preach Christ and him crucified. In the book of Revelation, I saw a lamb, though he was slain. I know Jesus is risen from the dead. He's been raised from the dead. But somehow, even in heaven, the cross is made present. I saw a lamb that appeared to be slain. Now I know Jesus is not dead. I know that Jesus is alive. I know that Jesus is alive and that he is waiting for a bride, preparing for a bride that is without wrinkle or spot. He is preparing for a church. He is ready to come, and when he comes, are we ready to meet him? Let's look at the last chapter, or the second last chapter of the book of Revelation. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. Again, the bride is prepared to meet the groom. The bride is prepared to meet the groom. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the presence of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and he, God, shall be with them, and he will be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things have passed away." We are waiting for the bridegroom, but we're not just waiting, you know, looking to heaven. We are to be busy calling people to Christ, bringing people to Christ. We are waiting for the bridegroom to come, and he will come again. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Yes, we are waiting for the bridegroom, but we are not just sitting looking at the sky. We are not just looking at the clouds. We are waiting for the bridegroom to come, and he will come. If you're ready or not, he will come. And he's looking for a bride that is ready, a bride that is filled with the Holy Spirit, a bride that is doing good, a bride that is doing good work so that they would glorify the Heavenly Father. He is looking for a bride. He is not looking for some beautiful model. He's looking for people who dirty their hands, you know what I'm saying? People who go into the messes of humanity. That's Jesus looking for that kind of a bride. You know, I know of a prophetic group of people that go to New Age conventions, and they set up their tent, and they say, "Come for a reading," and the reading is Jesus, and they tell them about their life, and they ask them to give their life to Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, we need to go to places that nobody else goes. We need to go to places that nobody else goes. We are the bride awaiting the bridegroom. Do you remember how it all started in Genesis? It started with a wedding between Adam and Eve, and God himself was the priest. Then we see in the ministry of Jesus that of Cana in Galilee, it all starts with a wedding. His ministry starts with the wedding. And then at the end, we see that it all ends with the wedding. It all ends with the wedding. Waiting for the bridegroom, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away. And I saw the new Jerusalem coming as a bride to meet its bridegroom. That's what it's all about, to meet the bridegroom. Are you ready to meet the bridegroom? He's going to appear today. If not in a resurrected body, he'll appear through a broken person. He's ready to appear today to us. Are we ready to be with him? Are we ready to do what he tells us to do? Today, there are maybe 30, 40 couples that are at Planned Parenthood there to kill their children. And we have friends that go every Tuesday and Wednesday. And we prayed today that God would save them, that God would save them, save the women and save the children. You know, are we ready to get our hands dirty? Is the bride just waiting, looking at the clouds for Jesus to come? It's all about getting ready to meet the bridegroom. It's all about the proclamation of the gospel. It's all about the groom. It's not about the bride. It's all about Jesus, who is the bridegroom. The Orthodox have an icon or a picture of the crucified Jesus. And you know what it's called? The bridegroom. Because the bridegroom still has marks in his hands, mark on his side, mark in his feet. The bridegroom still has marks on his side, marks in his feet, and marks on his hand. Yes, he's the risen Lord, and he's coming for a bride ready to meet her bridegroom. You see, what about these churches that play bingo? You know, I don't think they're ready. I just don't think they're ready. You know, they're not ready. If a church is just gambling, not ready to meet the bridegroom. Imagine when the bridegroom comes and somebody calls out, G48, my Lord and my God, my Lord and my God. What a terrible thing that would be, that the bridegroom would come and they're calling numbers and they're gambling. You know, what about the internet? And people are looking on the internet, and they're looking at pictures that they shouldn't be looking at. And the bridegroom comes when you're looking at dirty pictures. Oh, my Lord, you wouldn't be ready. You wouldn't be ready. It's time to repent. It's time to turn away from your sin. It's time to get ready to greet the bridegroom. It's time to get ready to greet Jesus. He is the bridegroom. And as I told you, the Middle East, it's all about the groom. When we went to that wedding, the bride was dancing with her friends, all these women, but they were ready to meet the groom. And when the groom came down, they called out, "The groom is here." Oh, and he comes to meet his bride, and he brings the bride to the church now, arm in arm, as they get married before the community and the priest. I'm telling you, it's not about the church. It's not about the bride. It's about the bridegroom. It's about Jesus. Who will preach Jesus? Who will proclaim Jesus? Who will speak of Jesus? Who will bring people to Jesus and Jesus to people? Let me tell you, the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation is all about Jesus. All about Jesus. It's all about Jesus, the preparation of the Old Testament, ready to meet him in the new, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, he makes himself present to his people. It's all about the bridegroom. It's all about Jesus. It's not about the bride. And you know, when you listen to preachers, if you go to church this Sunday and they start talking about the church at the end of Mass or at the end of the service, go up to the priest. Go up to the minister and said, "It's not about the bride. It's about the bridegroom. You got to preach Jesus. You got to preach Jesus. Don't preach the church." I tell you, in Acts 2, they preached Jesus. Peter preached Jesus. And 3,000 people were added to the church. Why? Because Jesus was proclaimed. Because Jesus was preached. Because the bridegroom was preached. That's why. That's why we must preach the bridegroom, but we must be ready for his coming. For he might come in the morning, he might come in the afternoon, he might come in the evening. And when he comes, he must find us busy, not with any kind of work, but busy preparing to meet him, loving people, caring for people, doing things for the poor that nobody else will do. That's what he wants to find. He wants to find a people prepared. He wants to find a bride without wrinkle or mark. He's looking for a bride because he shed his blood for the bride. He shed his blood for the bride. He shed his blood for the church. Oh, he shed his precious blood for us to make us whole and to make us holy He gave his life for us. The bridegroom gave his life for the bride. That's reality. The bridegroom gave his life for the bride. Therefore, the bride should be singing, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about your name. Oh, the church should be singing Jesus, preaching Jesus, proclaiming Jesus. Jesus who saves to the utmost. Jesus who does miracles. I received a report this week that a lady is cancer-free. We prayed, but she went through chemo, you know? She's cancer-free by the power of God. Isn't that wonderful? It's all about Jesus. It's all about his blood. It's all about the bridegroom. It's all about the bride waiting, doing good until the bridegroom comes. Until the bridegroom comes, and he will come. Don't be asleep. Don't let him find you on the internet. Don't let him find you doing things you shouldn't be doing. Let him find you waiting for him, doing good to people, especially to those that nobody does good to. Jesus always cares for the underdog. He cared for the underdog when he walked the earth, and he cares from the underdog for heaven. From heaven, he cares for the underdog. The church should be with the underdog. And who is more underdog than the women today that are going to have abortions? Because you know what? They think it's the easy way out. They think it's the easy way out. And when they come out, the devil tells them in their mind, you just killed your child. This is the way it is. This is just the way it is. They go in smiling. There's not one that came out smiling. There's never one that come out smiling. Never one. Because I know that slewfoot, he tells them, you just killed your child and you're going to have to live with it. And you know what? That's reality. The church should be in front of Planned Parenthood, not doing anything but praying and offering a choice. The church should be with the poor, not only loving them, but bringing them to the cross. Not only feeding them, but bringing them to the cross. The church should be busy about the bridegroom's business. Oh, they have no wine. Mary said, they have no wine. What is that to you and what is that to me? Do whatever he tells you to. And in the scripture, he tells us to be ready. In the scripture, he tells us to do good. In the scripture, he tells us it's by grace through faith, producing works that have already been destined for us to do in the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, it's all about the bridegroom. It's not about me, and it's not about you. It's not about the church, but it's about the crucified, risen Savior. And what's his name? His name is Jesus, the name above every other name. What's his name? His name is Jesus, who emptied himself, who became a slave, even unto death. What's his name? His name is Jesus, and there is no other name under heaven by which men are to be saved. Jesus, 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 there is something about your name, Master. Master, Savior, Savior, Jesus, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. You've been listening to me for years and you've never sent an offering. You've never sent a donation. Please, we are beginning to pay August bills and we cannot even begin to pay them because we only have a few hundred dollars in the bank to pay bills. So please, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, you write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. If you would like to go to PayPal and pay on PayPal, it's inseason.net, I-N-S-E-A-S-O-N, inseason.net, and you can make a donation on PayPal. I'm telling people in the western part of the state, people that haven't written to me in a long time, please help me so that I can continue to proclaim the bridegroom. I'm calling people in the west, even in St. Louis, even in Arizona, please help me so I can continue to pray, to praise and to preach the bridegroom, to preach Jesus, to preach him in the power of his cross, to preach him in the power of his resurrection, to preach the bridegroom until he comes. Are you ready to meet the bridegroom? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? If not, get ready. How do we get ready? By repenting of our sins and by surrendering our life unto the Lord. By repenting of our sins and by surrendering our life unto the Lord. So, Lord, we surrender our life unto you because you died for us. I surrender my life unto you because you died for me. I surrender my life unto you because you rose from the dead for me. I surrender my life to you, Lord, because you are the good shepherd leading us to eternal life. Oh, Jesus, help me to preach your word. Help me to preach your name. Help me to proclaim you like I've never proclaimed you, because you are the Lord, you are the bridegroom, and you are the one who will come again and judge and also save us and bring us to the Father. Oh, come, Lord Jesus, Maranatha, Lord. Come, bridegroom of the church. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.